H to the C, motherfucker!
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait,
the
earth
began to welcome to H to the C's Big Bang Theory. I am John Forward, joined by
Ryan McIntyre.
I'm going to punish myself again with another episode of the Big Bang Theory, Mr. McIntyre.
My background's a little complicated. I believe this show is...
shit?
It's really bad. It's a terrible show that embodies basically all of the staleness in sitcom comedy before ingenuity sort of kicked in again with things like Arrested Development.
I feel really ashamed to say that I don't like it, like at work. Do you ever get that?
There's things I really despise about the show, and I've been in many social situations where I feel almost obligated to sort of talk badly about those aspects of the show, but I can't bring myself to do it because of the shitstorm that it'll start. But I do say my relationship with it is complicated, John, because I figured this out tonight before I came over. I've watched 6.5 seasons of...
every episode?
Every episode for the first 6.5 seasons.
So have you seen this one?
Yes.
Why? There are so many good shows that I tell you about that you do not want to watch, but you watch... how many hours of your life was spent on watching this horrible show you don't even like?
I'm not sure. I have no other way to explain it other than it was comfort food. It was a series of jokes that I had heard a million times before with nerd culture.
I think this is the only show that I aggressively hate. I haven't felt like this since Saved by the Bell.
I forget what was happening when I was watching this show, but I remember I had a lot of free time. Anyway, I remember it was the type of show that if I fell asleep during an episode, it was like completely risk-free. There was no consequence. I would just move on to the next episode. I didn't even feel obligated to go back and see what I had missed.
I like the idea of a sitcom that just... every episode's a standalone, and you can just jump in and out whenever, but none of the ones that I actually watch are like that, that I can think of.
You just sit there and watch it and not really turning your brain on, I guess. I don't know. It's a terrible show. It's racist.
I was going to say, the last episode that I watched was very racist, so that's always?
Always.
Okay.
It's sexist.
I thought so. Yeah.
It's misogynistic at times. It's as predictable as shows come, but for whatever reason at a time, I found comfort in it. The other thing is that when I stopped watching it, it wasn't out of protest to its terribleness, which, you know me, I've taken some very hard stances on some shows in my life. It was actually just because interest waned. I just sort of fell off.
All right. Well, let's get started then.
It all started with the Big Bang.
Well, I feel sick.
Actually, physically ill?
A little bit. I felt a little barfy throughout the cold open. It started off strong. I like he's in the bosom of Mother Physics and doing some physics on the whiteboard. I used to do some physics. So that's the closest I can get to liking the show, but even that was very marginal. I hated that joke less than the rest of them, I should say.
Okay, so the cold open with Sheldon doing physics was less than hateful for your stomach. After that, you sort of fell off.
Yeah, the action figures, I hope that's not what the whole episode's about.
Well, I'm afraid that you're in for a disappointment then, because it is.
It's already in that... how long was that? Like 30 seconds?
Maybe a minute.
Well, they're already stretching my interest in this action figure storyline.
Yeah, and it honestly, it doesn't get past the point that boys like action figures and girls make fun of them for it.
Well, this is, I think, you can tell me if I'm right about this, but I'm if this is episode 2, I'm starting to see a pattern. I'm guessing the cold open of every episode establishes something to give, like, instant, like, geek or nerd cred. Like, in the last one, they were immediately talking about superheroes, like, 5 seconds in. And this one, it's like, oh, hey, you can get an action figure made of yourself. Which should have been the end of that whole thing. But then they spent another full minute going back and forth, just basically repeating the premise over and over again.
Yeah, but it's actually, there's an even bigger pattern that it's sort of embodying that the show goes back to over and over again. It's kind of actually one of the, like, Marge and Homer episodes where they just create conflict between the guys and the girls over some type of piece of geek fandom that they've gone maybe a little overboard in liking, but the women on the show are making fun of the men for being such children, which is fine, maybe as a plot device once off, but at a certain point, as you're watching season after season of this show, it becomes a little bit annoying that, you know, all of these characters have been with one another for so long that they still actually find it within themselves to become surprised by how nerdy these guys actually are.
I don't understand why these hot women are constantly hanging around with them at all, but it doesn't matter.
You guys were talking about the lingerie on the last episode.
I don't remember. Remind me.
You said something spaghetti string.
Oh yeah. She was wearing a very tiny tank top.
Well,
and normally I wouldn't even notice, but it was very
just so inappropriate for, I think you guys mentioned,
inappropriate isn't the word that I would use, but yeah, going over to visit the weird guys with Asperger's, maybe throw a sweater on.
Now, like, I don't have a problem with Kelly Cuoco or whatever. I actually am not sure how to pronounce her last name, so however that is pronounced. I think she's fine. She's not on my fast list for winning an Oscar or anything, but I think the main reason that she's as successful in the role as she is because her role is not just as a straight man, but as the resident hot girl.
None of them are anything other. It's just, the thing I hate the most is how every sentence or two has, like, a laugh track. So these people aren't even having a conversation. They're just taking turns, spitting out zingers. And I hate that.
I don't necessarily have a problem with that so much as I do the quality of the zingers.
At the end of this episode, I'm going to find a section of a couple of minutes of this episode, and I'm going to cut it together and put, like, laughter after, like, each of us speaks and see what it sounds like. So stay tuned for that at the end.
I have to be really careful here while we're recording this because I don't want to come out sounding like an apologist for the Big Bang Theory. I'm anything but.
Well, we need to get one on for a future episode. We need to get all the perspectives. So I think I need to have every person that I've ever met on this thing. It will each do an episode. There's enough of them.
There certainly is enough of them. I don't think they're stopping anytime soon.
Anyway. Yeah, well, also, the thing is, I don't want to have to watch that many. So let's, I'll commit to as many as I can before I kill myself.
Okay. So this is going to end in suicide, I was wondering.
Yeah, that's the logical, that would be the series finale.
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure if you had come to that realization yet or not.
As long as the H to the C network doesn't cancel us for low ratings, we'll get there, though.
All right. And if they cancel us for low ratings, you have another reason to kill yourself.
Yeah, it's no fun. Suicide's only cool if it's on a podcast. That's what MC Crosswalk taught me.
So. Wise man he was.
All right, let's watch the next segment. It all started with the Big Bang. All right, well, what do you think I'm going to say about that?
Well, we had some extreme racism.
Yeah.
We also had some incredibly sexist remarks.
Yeah.
And we had... Oh, just really, really dumb jokes. But you know what? An interesting thing that I would like to talk about? Blossom's horrible attempt to be a nerd.
Yeah, I was gonna... this is my first time seeing her on it, and she seems to be just trying to be a female version of Sheldon. Is that... I assume that's on purpose.
I guess it is, yeah, probably.
Are they a couple, or what? What's the deal?
I'm not sure where in the series we are. I think that...
This is oh, right, I forgot to say. This is season 6. Shit, we forgot to even say what the episode title was. We're doing a disservice to our fans. This is the Cooper / Kripke inversion. So that's the two guys in the office, which is the one scene I was going to say didn't have any of that bad stuff. It wasn't a bad scene, I will say.
Yeah, I think there was
that other guy. I've seen him in other stuff, and he's okay. And I liked his stupid accent. Where he said, "Tunip twuck."
I normally really, really dislike that lisp that he has.
Is he a regular, or is he just on this episode?
No, he's a regular. He's one of Sheldon's nemesises, along with Will Wheaton.
Okay. This is season 6, episode 14. How many episodes in a season? Like 20-something?
Yeah, like 25. 24 or 25, I think. Right.
So we're mid-season 6.
Okay, so they're definitely together.
This must be close to wherever you left off if you've watched 6.5 seasons.
No, I think I've watched 7.5 seasons.
Alright.
I believe I finished this season off and got halfway through the next season, and it was...
Yeah, so that scene was okay. The one thing that I picked up on immediately that I did not like and very much hurts the nerd credibility of this show is when Sheldon is doing physics on the board, he's just talking about doing math and not actually doing anything. The problem is already on the board in red, and he has a green marker, and all he does is yell at the board and draw arrows and circle things.
So you're angry that he's not doing physics on the fly while they're filming?
Yes.
Really?
If I was in that role, I would have just learned a problem and just done it.
That seems...
Fuck you, Sheldon.
That seems unnecessary.
It's not... It's like learning lines. They're just on a thing.
Yeah, but it...
Like, there, if a character was writing words in English on a board on a sitcom, they wouldn't just scribble lines and leave it for us to figure out.
That's fair. Alright, I'll give you that.
So, yeah. Fuck you, Big Bang Theory. You're not nerdy enough for me. So let's break down the three things that you mentioned. What was first?
First would have been the racism. Okay. Specifically when the black action figure showed up. And
yeah, I've come to expect a certain level of, like, East Indian racism, because that character is basically Apu.
Yep.
But yeah, they got their action figures. That whole scene with those two, I hated every second of it. I don't like either of them.
Nope.
Sheldon occasionally is wearing me down, but, like, very faintly.
So here's a problem I have. It actually persists to this day. I was watching a shit ton of Big Bang Theory, as we've already established, and I started watching, or started listening to, rather, the Indoor Kids podcast, which is my first real exposure to Kumail Nanjiani, who I'm now a big fan of, and whose voice I hear far, far more frequently than the character on the Big Bang Theory, but they do have fairly similar voices, and I, for a very long time, have struggled with not picturing the Big Bang Theory character while I listen to...
Now you're going to ruin Kumail Nanjiani for me, too.
It's very unfortunate. It's clearly indicative of a racism problem within my own white brain.
Yeah. So there was actually one specific joke that I thought was genuinely funny. Can you think you can guess what it was? It was with the it was involving the guy with the glasses and the curly hair.
Involving Leonard,
who I normally am very Sheldon's a slight okay sometimes. That guy's usually completely neutral, and I hate the
I
other
do
two.
Know the joke. I do know the joke. They had just gone to see the documentary on the Holocaust, and they were talking about secret scenes that come after the credits, and Leonard suggested maybe a blooper reel.
Yeah. Well, you spoiled the punchline the way that you described it. You're not doing it justice. They were at a movie arguing about, I wish you wouldn't make me stay until after the credits. And he said, well, sometimes there's another scene. And she said, not during a Holocaust documentary. And then he suggested the blooper. So it was a double zing.
Oh, yeah. Your description was more hilarious, John. Thanks for... Yeah. Elucidating.
So, yeah. Holocaust bloopers was pretty funny, I will say. So, kudos, Big Bang that Theory.
Definitely was a good joke.
What else we got? Oh, this is the first time instead of a laugh I heard an "aww" when Sheldon was very sad at the end. And, yeah, he made a good callback to the bosom of Mother Physics about how it wasn't his mommy, it was the other guy's mommy.
Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Oh, yeah, I'm digging right in.
Wow.
All right, let's go on to the next segment, unless you have anything else to add for this one.
Just that it kind of now seems like you're the Big Bang Theory apologist.
Well, just for the dynamic, I'm going to try.
Alright.
Yeah, that was the least bad section of the show I've seen so far. Still, I don't like the Indian guy and the Jewish guy, who I refuse to know their names.
Which, by the way, like it or not, is the core plotline of this episode.
Alright, let's do this. It all started with the Big Bang. And we're back. So... another office scene, which was mildly okay. I had one audible chuckle when the guy said I was getting weighed all the time.
Yeah, the saying the word "laid" with the Elmer Fudd accent is really quite hilarious.
I would like this show better if it was just those two.
Okay, so what's going on between Howard and Cuthrapali, and I always end up hating the interactions between Howard and Bernadette as well, because she just always seems to be scolding him for some stupid childish behavior. It's weird, awkward.
Are we supposed to sympathize with him and think that he should be spending thousands of his wife's earned money?
No.
And that she's just some old bitch?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. He's, the joke's kind of always on him because he was so coddled growing up.
He seems like if these were real people, and they're very much not, he would be the one that I would be most likely to punch in the face.
For sure. And I think that's ultimately like the problem with that character, is that he's not sympathetic in any way, shape, or form.
I hate all of them, but this one is always hate. Like, the other ones, every now and then, will say something mildly amusing and endearing, but so far, never that guy.
I pretty consistently hate Cuthrapali as well. If he's not being, like, annoying and pathetic, he's just being obnoxious.
Yeah, I think I hate him, too.
I think that last scene was pretty good, too, though.
I hated Leonard's girlfriend a lot, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I wonder if it's my exposure to the show that made me enjoy that last scene so much. See, there's a really, really storied history, I guess, between Penny and Sheldon. There's entire... series of episodes sort of just devoted to them as an odd couple pairing.
I get that she was excited to finally get some sort of information out of him, which probably doesn't happen very often, where he admitted that he might touch his woman someday. That it's Blossom, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. And so what if he doesn't want to have sex? If she, unless she does, then it's kind of tragic. But if neither of them want
to... That's the point, though, John. That's and actually...
Is Blossom hungry?
That was mentioned in that scene. She very clearly does want a physical relationship, I think is what Penny said.
Well, they said that. I wasn't sure if that was true or if she was just trying to goad him into it.
No, that's well established. Like, okay. She is...
Well, then she should just
cheat
on him.
She is hot and horny. And,
or by a vibrator, Blossom.
No, she's pretty smitten with Sheldon for whatever reason. I'm sure it happens eventually. I'm sure...
All right, wait. I've got a little bit of Big Bang Theory erotic fan fiction.
Okay.
Two guys that I hate, 3D print Sheldon's dick, and Blossom masturbates with it, and everybody's happy.
The hijinks would be in how they captured the mold of his dick.
Yeah, I was confused about how they did these body scans, too. They didn't seem to have the equipment for that, and they just cut away.
No, they just used, like, a Kinect
camera. He was just standing there, and, like, okay, like, I don't know. I assume that you would need, like, a full, like, 360 degrees setup to do that, right?
I don't know that you would, actually, because the Kinect just does a, literally does 3D body mapping, and...
I get it, I think. So, all right, so that I was going to say that it wasn't nerdy enough for me again, but you myth-busted my claims, so...
You fucker, you interrupted me. I'm just going to say this. The software we use stopped recording there for a second. I did finish that explanation.
Okay.
And it got cut off. We tried to recreate it. It did not work.
Yep. This whole part will probably be removed.
Well, then what's going to happen?
I don't know. I'll figure something out.
You son of a bitch.
This could be the part where I put the laugh tracks in. I found it was weird last time how I thought it felt like right now where I felt like it was the end of the episode, but also that everything that's going on couldn't have been resolved. Like, I'm like, no, there must be a whole other section, because I've seen, like, the 30-second endings of the shows. Often in the shows, or do they just be like, oh, well, it's a half hour, so the end.
I don't think so. That? I think they typically follow the standard resolve most things by the end of the episode format, okay. To be honest.
It must have been just the episode that I watched, but anyway, let's find out. It all started with the Big Bang. We coding. I think I've gotten tired of that guy's funny accent now. This time I was like, alright, that's enough.
Yeah.
So, it did end very abruptly.
Mm-hmm.
There was two scenes at the end. It wasn't just the
office.
No,
they did wrap up the 3D printer plot.
Yeah, and I thought it was mildly funny that he said that he blew his lunch money on Pokemon cards. So that guy is slightly edged ahead of the Indian guy that I don't remember.
Really?
His name.
I just think he's, like, he's such a pathetic human being.
Yeah, but that was one mildly funny joke compared to zero for the other guy, so.
Alright.
He's in the lead so far. It's like those horses at the exhibition that you spray with the water guns to make them go. That's how I'm watching this show. So far, Sheldon's in the lead, which I'm surprised by because the last episode I hated him thoroughly. It's slightly less bad this episode.
Yeah, see, that's
they've had 6 years to develop him, so that makes sense.
That's why
the other ones haven't changed, though.
I like the moment that I said that I did like between him and Penny, because I think if I really sit down and examine the show, those are the only two characters that I like, Sheldon and Penny.
I think he's a little bit less easier to swallow that he is occasionally vulnerable. I think in the first season, the one that I saw, he was just an asshole.
No, that's not true.
That was how I felt about it after one episode.
Right, I know, but I'm just Yeah. It just doesn't happen as often back then, maybe, but certainly it did happen.
The most important thing, I think, I learned was that there's an alternate ending to this series where maybe I'll commit suicide because for some reason I start to like this show.
Oh, no.
Either way.
The most important thing for me, maybe, to get across is that despite the stances that I may have taken many times during this recording, I do not think that this is a good show.
I hate it less now.
Sometimes I have to play devil's advocate. And other times, you know, there are legitimate moments that happen that are enjoyable.
Yeah.
If I could wave a wand and this show not exist, but a show that's actually worthy of time and being exist in its place, I would wave that wand.
I don't think I would, because this show is stupid, but it makes a lot of people happy, and I don't want to take that away from them, Ryan. Do you?
Holy fuck.
I will complain about it to my death, literally. But let the dummies watch their dumb show.
You really threw yourself out there as an advocate for the people for a second, but you just tore that all away.
Yep, the old Shyamalan twist. Well, so, you know what is a good show, though?
What?
No Jokes Barred, live at the Arbor.
Holy fuck. I did not realize I was coming over here to record a commercial.
Everything's a commercial these days, Ryan. So, yeah, I have a show at the Arbor on the 21st, and I feel like such a whore. I don't even want to talk about it.
Are you serious?
No, I do. All right. And also, I'll be doing shows with Matt Billen. He's a comedian of note. He's on YouTube. On February 26th at Corked in Fredericton. And then the 27th at the 3 Mile in St. John. And then the 28th at somewhere in Moncton. I don't remember where. But yeah, so do that. The R-Bar ones pay what you want. The other one costs money. You can buy them from me for $15 because I make more for every ticket I sell. Anyway, that's enough whore time. You have anything else to take us out that isn't as boring as me saying dates?
Thank you for having me. This was fun, actually.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
The first one was more of a full-on hate watch. I don't. The hate isn't seething in my my fingers at the end of this episode, so that's a plus.
It is. I mean, first season of anything has to be watched with a grain of salt, I think.
Yeah. So that's as high praise as I'll give. Not as bad as it could have been.
I think that's as high a praise as the show deserves, to be honest.
All right. This has been the Big Bang Theory theory, and don't forget, Ryan, it's only a theory.
Okay.
That's the catchphrase.
I see.
Did I say that on the last one?
I didn't get to.
I think
to
I
end.
Did. Oh, you fuck.
I was listening to it when you picked me up today.
All right. Stay tuned for probably a piece of the show with weird laugh tracks in it, so enjoy that.
Einstein and astrology, it all started with the Big Bang. It all started with the Big Bang.
So
you fucker, you interrupted me.
I'm
just going to say this. The software we use stopped recording there for a second. I did finish that explanation. And it got cut off. We tried to recreate it. It did not work.
Yep. This whole part will probably be removed.
Well, then what's going to happen?
I don't know. Figure something out.
You son of a bitch.
This could be the part where I put the laugh tracks in.